Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 65 on customer service. You could find all of my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my very sporadic now podcast, Brew the Truth. Any of my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos, cat photos, on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about customer service for several reasons. One of the reasons is because actually there's some stories going around McDonald's and their Szechuan sauce, but that was actually kind of like a side reason that just happened to have happened recently, and that didn't spur me into wanting to talk about this. It was actually several other personal life events that happened, talking with other companies and dealing with people and customer service roles, that made me want to talk about this. So just kind of for a little bit of reference here, I have been a customer service representative many times in my life. In fact, I'd say probably the majority of my work that I've done inside of my life, whether it be with IT or in retail or anything else, was as a customer service representative dealing with issues that customers had. So I understand where customer service representatives are coming from and what they have to deal with on a daily basis. I get these things. Now, that doesn't make me any less of a pain in the ass to deal with. In fact, it probably makes it even worse for these people because I understand what they're working with and I know what they can do. So based on what I know that they can do, I kind of make reasonable, unreasonable requests, and that makes it much harder for them to do their job because most of the time, if they are trying to offer you some kind of compensation, if you just outright tell them exactly what the compensation that they can give you is and that's spot on, they generally don't want to do it. That's kind of my example here, is essentially, you know, knowing how the system works, being able to get through the system and work the system essentially and make it so that you as the consumer are able to basically get what you were supposed to be provided. So there's that. Now, based on what I said earlier, if you don't kind of know what happened with the whole Szechuan sauce fiasco, basically McDonald's came through and they said they were going to come back with a sauce that had been discontinued. It had become highly popular through an adult cartoon called Rick and Morty, and people wanted to try this sauce because of this thing. What McDonald's didn't say is that it was ultra super duper limited. They did say it was super limited, but they didn't mention how super limited, and this is like a tremendous super limitation. In this case, it was in my city of Las Vegas, they had two stores that had it. In the two stores that they had it, each one got 20 packets of this 1 ounce sauce. So for the entire, almost the entire state actually of Nevada, they had approximately 40 ounces of this sauce. Now, the demand on this was ridiculously high. Each store saw anywhere between 100 to 2,000 people waiting in line for this. So needless to say, there were a lot of people unhappy with McDonald's over the past week because of this whole thing. So that's kind of where that came in. And their customer service on this was pretty phenomenally bad. They basically, you know, they kind of don't ever listen to what the customers want, and they obviously couldn't gauge properly what the customers wanted in this case. But essentially, they said to anyone that was having problems, you can go through and you can fill out a form on their online website to put in a complaint. And I actually did put in a complaint, and I know plenty of other people that did put complaints in. And the end result is that they're going to be bringing the sauce back again this winter to be a seasonal item for the winter menu. And while that's great, it also doesn't overshadow how much of a fuck up this promotion was, basically. So there's that as an example that I feel like people can kind of relate to. And then some of my recent experiences, and I'll give you some examples as to what those things are. So as a for instance, I do have an Apple Watch. I've made cast about it, mentioning it in the past. And I had a kind of stupid problem that was kind of my fault, but not really my fault. I was being able to send out messages from my watch or my phone, but they wouldn't sync with each other. So if I sent a message from my watch, it wouldn't show up on my phone. If I sent a message from my phone, it wouldn't show up on my watch. It was a really stupid problem. All right. So I went through and I chatted with Apple, and I talked to people on Apple's online chat and actually over the phone trying to resolve the issue, and I was unable to. For whatever reason, I just wasn't able to sync the two devices. It was a highly irregular situation. They had me go through and restore my watch, update my watch, restore my watch, make sure it's on the newest update, do the same thing on my phone several times. It was a complete waste of time. And the end result was, after literal hours and hours, probably in the area of 6 hours of trying to troubleshoot this, with my own time, basically, I got through to a representative that essentially they said there's nothing else that we could do. We're going to basically escalate this on to engineering, and engineering is going to go ahead and do it, which required me to wait 2 days to hear back from engineering through that representative. I couldn't even actually talk to them and to find out what the fix was. And in this specific case, it was a really dumb problem that they probably should have had on record for this kind of issue already. And I was pretty upset about it that it took that long. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to having phone calls or chats with different companies and having to go through all of these different things. But the thing that I learned from this is that, as I've always known as a customer service representative, these companies don't give a shit about what's happening with you, all right, or what your problem is. Basically, if it is just outside of their scope, they don't care at all. And now, the majority of my work that I did was inside of IT, so as an IT customer service representative, it was very easy to say, hey, you know, this is not really inside of the scope of what I should be doing. And essentially, what they're supposed to do is, every single time when you're calling in to take care of these issues, they're supposed to upsell you on something else, even though they're looking for a way to make your service better and to go through and make it so that your experience in this specific instance is the best that it can be. They're always trying to make a dime off of you. And the perfect example of this would be if you call into your cell phone provider and you try and like change your plan from something to something that's going to get you the most bang for your buck. They're always going to try and tell you, like, oh, by the way, you have upgrades that you could do on your phones. If you do this change over like DirecTV or Dish or whatever, and make this contract with us, then we can go ahead and lower your bill an extra $10, even though you're going to be paying, you know, $50 upwards, you know, just to try and get whatever service they might be able to provide you with. And essentially, you just always have to remember, these companies aren't looking out for you. None of them give a shit about what your service is like, because the majority of them know that you're going to get service from them or you're going to get it elsewhere. Either way, you're probably going to be disappointed. And the bottom line these days is that there are certain things that you just kind of can't get away with not having. You know, you basically have to have power, unless you're full solar, essentially. You have to have a cell phone, otherwise you're not going to be able to be in touch with anyone. You know, you have to have electricity, which I said was solar, basically. You have to have water. You have to have someone pick up your trash. I mean, there are certain things that you have to have in life, and most of these companies locally inside of your area are probably monopolizing this. And the truth is that most of these companies just don't give a shit. You know, there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. Obviously, companies like Amazon do kind of care what customers want. eBay is another example where they're almost always going to go with the person that is purchasing instead of the person that is selling. The reality is that they don't really give a shit what your experience is, because they know that you're probably not going to get any better experience from anywhere else. So essentially, those surveys that they have you go through and say, hey, you know, was my performance excellent on a scale of 1 to 10? How would you rate this? So on and so forth. That's all just bullshit metrics to try and make it so that they can kind of justify how poorly they're doing, you know? Like, oh yeah, well, you know, a lot of people said that they didn't like this, so we're going to change our verbiage to make it so that it seems like we're not wrong in every single case. Instead of saying anything that could be taken negatively, you are not allowed to say anything about competitors, whether it be positive or negative. You're not allowed to say anything about any of the plans or the way that you feel about your company, regardless of what company you work for. And basically, you're just like, you're told to be neutral to literally everything. So in case you haven't worked for a company doing customer support, or you haven't done any over the phone support or anything like this, those are kind of the limitations these people have to work with. So when, in my case, when I got done with my cell phone provider and they basically told me they couldn't help me, but I could write a letter to the office of the president, I just kind of laughed at them because I had actually worked for the company previously. I knew that writing that letter would essentially get me nowhere. It might get me like a gift card or something like that, but it's essentially nothing, you know, for the amount of time that I spend on some of these issues and, you know, that people spend on some of these issues to get corrected through customer service representatives. It's just laughable to think that, you know, you could buy me off with like a $10 gift card to like Applebee's or something like that. Now, while the gesture is nice, since you do spend tons of time talking to these representatives, trying to get over these companies' fuck-ups in most cases, it also just isn't enough. That's not what we're looking for. We want to be compensated for the time that we're trying to do these people's jobs for them. So with that, you know, even though this was kind of a rant, you know, let me know what you think about customer service. Maybe you think that I've got this completely wrong. Maybe you've had an encounter with somebody in customer service that was just tremendously bad and you want to just express it. By all means, let me know. Comment down below. Let me know what you thought of the episode. Please do like, share, and subscribe to these episodes. Again, it helps just so tremendously, guys. And as always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.